This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
In private, 'cause each time I see you, I break down and cry.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you until 12 o'clock. Martin Kilcoin joins us in the studio. Martin, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank.
We are excited because right now we're going to talk it over with one of the great coaches in college basketball, Bruce Weber at Kansas State. Coach, great to hear your voice again. How are you?
I'm good, Frank. Thank you. How are you doing?
Real good. What was Selection Sunday like for you and all your fans in Manhattan, Kansas?
Well, it's always exciting. You know, we have a great group. We didn't have any doubt we were going to be in it. It was kind of where your seed was and where you're headed out to, and everyone had always kind of all along were saying Salt Lake or San Jose, and either a 3, 4, or 5, and we got a 4, and people worry about the matchups. Every matchup's tough. You just got to go and be prepared to play. That's the biggest thing.
And coach, you got UC Irvine right out of the gate. If you advance, it's the Wisconsin Oregon winner. How do you approach that? Do you have guys looking at Wisconsin, looking at Oregon, just to be ready?
Yeah, as soon as it was over, ironically, we played Cal Irvine, the Anteaters, one of the greatest college nicknames in basketball or in college sports. But we played them last year, so one of our guys had the scout last year. We scrimmaged Oregon in before the season in Denver, so one of our other guys had Chris Lowry had that scout. Brad Korn had the Cal Irvine last year. And then Chester Fraser, of course, long time with me as a player and assistant at Illinois. He knows a lot about Wisconsin, so he ended up doing Wisconsin. So they're doing work on all three of those. Our main preparation, though, is with Cal Irvine here the next couple days.
And I think the big question, of course, with your ball club is Dean Whitey missed 6 games with a torn ligament at one stretch. He's kind of been bothered by it the whole season, but when he's right, he completely changes your team. How about an update on his status?
Yeah, he went back to the doctor yesterday. He's made some progress. I just don't know if he's going to be ready this weekend. Sadly, and that's not a definite, but, I feel bad for him because he truly is one of the better players in college basketball. I don't think he's been able to show it. Last year, he had a stress fracture in his left foot. And he didn't get to play in the tournament. And then this year, in and out, he's missed games and he's played in games, but he really hasn't even been able to practice. So he's nowhere near what he should be. And it's just sad because it's his senior year. We just got to hope and pray for the best for him and help him kind of get through this.
How fulfilling this year, Coach, to get a piece of that Big 12 championship. We know about the run that Kansas had been on. For you guys to help take them down this year, how big was that for you, your program?
Oh, it's you always want to win a championship, and obviously Kansas has had an unbelievable run. Got to give a lot of credit to Bill Self and the program. They've been able to sustain and be consistent and be good. And this year we got them, Texas Tech. We finally were able to nudge ahead of them, win by a couple games. Proud of our guys. We have a great group. They kind of rebuilt our program, these seniors. We played them as freshmen. They took their lumps, and each year they've gotten a little better. And it's been fun. It's been, when it's over this year, it's really going to be sad to lose those 3 seniors.
One of the guys who's been one of your leaders is a St. Louis kid, Xavier Sneed. He does just a little bit of everything for your club. How about the impact on the St. Louis kid?
Well, he's continued to make improvement, and that's a great way to explain it. He does a little bit of everything. He leads us on our play hard chart, deflections, loose balls, offensive rebounds, dive on the floor, all those little things. He also, when Dean Wade is out, he's our leading rebounder. He's scored better. He just does a lot of things. And really, he didn't get on the all-defensive team, and it was a total injustice because he wanted a better defender, not only in the league but in the country. We've had him on point guards. We've had him on 3 men. We've had him on 4 men. He just kind of does everything and got great athleticism, and a great kid. He's school of business. You know, he puts a lot of time and effort into the classroom, and you got to be proud to have him in your program.
Yeah, Frank and I always joke, we can't walk into a Vachon gym or CBC without looking around and seeing Coach Weber, sometimes Coach Lowry. I mean, you have really, I guess since Carbondale, going back to those days, you've had a footprint here. And I know there's a lot of places you can recruit, but it seems that you've got a comfort level here. You know the landscape, and you've been able to get kids.
Well, I think both the high school coaches and the AAU coaches trust us. We've had a lot of kids. You know, Frank knows when we were at SIU, I think that Sweet 16 team, we had 8 or 9 kids from the St. Louis area that either played for the Eagles or Gateway or, you know, one of the high schools. And you know, and then continuing to Illinois, now K-State, DJ Johnson, Xavier, you know, Sean Neal Williams, Levi Stockard, you know, that, you know, we treat them right, and we try to treat them right and coach them and help them improve and treat them well. And, you know, so when we go to St. Louis, we get a good, a real positive reception.
We're talking with Bruce Weber, who's Kansas State Wildcats, won the Big 12 regular season. Their overall record is 25-8. They'll open up against UC Irvine as a 4-13 game. Coach, before we let you go, some quick no-hedging questions. Plowsy, let's play the music. And here we go. The best, if you had to choose one shooter for any team you've ever coached to knock down a shot to win it all, who would that shooter be?
I got to go with Glenn Robinson. Purdue great, big dog. He was pretty special.
How often do you hear from Coach Katie?
Every day. Every day. This morning he called. He calls every day, or I get in touch with him.
The greatest leader you've ever coached?
I think Barry Brown, our senior this year, has got to be up there. Dee Brown was really good. Brian Cardinal. We've had some guys through the years, but this kid is special. He's been an unbelievable leader and helped our program reach high levels.
Favorite all-time tournament moment for you?
There's been a lot, but when you go to the Final Four to beat Arizona in Chicago and come back from the way we did with all the fans there, that was really, really special. And then, you know, to follow up on that, to walk on the court in St. Louis in the Dome with about 55 or 60,000 people in orange, it was truly special.
You're an athletic director, and you could hire any college basketball coach in history to be your head basketball coach for like a 10-year stretch. Who do you take?
I got to go with my buddy Tom Izzo. You know, just amazing what he's done. What is it, 20-some in a row tournament bids. This year to deal with injuries to still win a conference title. You know, he's been pretty consistent. You know, you got Roy and Coach K, and, you know, there's a lot of good ones, but I got to go with the guy that I kind of came up with in the business.
And the amount of days or weeks it takes you to get over a tournament loss. Like, for me, I'm thinking back to 2003. I'm still thinking you guys kind of got screwed in the Mizzou game in 03. Of course, Marquette was waiting next, so I was hit. Interest in that game, but I'm just wondering, in general, how long does it take?
It takes a while, and it keeps coming back, and I like to watch it, and then you watch it again. We even in the tournament last week, Iowa State, I watched it twice, and then woke up Sunday morning, and I couldn't sleep. I watched it again, because you always want to see what you can do different, and you got to kind of put it to bed sometime, but it's hard.
Your single biggest coaching regret?
I always tell Robbie Hummel that we didn't take him. His dad went to Illinois, played tennis. I think he really wanted to come. We were messing with E.J. Gordon and Derrick Rose at the time. And I always tell Robbie, when he does our games now on ESPN, every time I see him, I wish I would have taken him as a player.
You know, Robbie Hummel is like the Brian Cardinal. Those guys were there like 10 years. I'm telling you.
They
never left. Coach, the percentage of ties in your closet right now that are purple?
Oh, it's basically every tie is purple. I shouldn't say that. I got a couple Christmas ties in that, but it's got to be in the 90%. I think I have, in near 50 ties. Every game I do a different purple one through the year.
What do you do with the orange ties from Illinois?
Well, I did, you know, if you remember back, I sold them. I signed them and sold them. We raised close to $10,000 for Coaches versus Cancer. I sold one of my orange jackets with that also, and I still have a handful of orange ones. You know, you never know in the future what's going to happen. You might need an orange tie for Halloween or something, but most of them I got, I was able to sell, which was a really nice thing. Helping people with, you know, fighting cancer.
All right, this is a two-parter. The last time you had a good brat, and if Martin and Frank came to Manhattan, Kansas, where are you taking us?
Harry's is our best restaurant. It's big time. It's a high-level restaurant, but there's some great food. The announcers go crazy because every time I tell them, Robbie Hummel, those guys were here five times, Irvin and Baker, So Long Saloon, Taco Luca, there's good places. Not as many as St. Louis, but we have good places. There's no doubt.
Well, and of course,
the last brat. My wife, we still do brats and beer about every couple months. We'll do brats and beer.
Speaking of your wife, how do you convince her to come on some recruiting trips with you? I've always thought that was like your best recruitment. How you get your wife to come watch a high school game?
Well, it helps to have two daughters in St. Louis, so she gets to see them. And now we have three grandkids all in St. Louis. My daughter Hannah, who works at Barnes, she had twins. They're going to be a year in about a month, so we'll be heading there for birthday number one. And then my daughter Christy lives in Columbia, Illinois. And she's got an 18-month-old boy, and so my mom wants to come and see the girls and the kids.
All right, last one from me, Coach. Do you believe the NCAA when they say these matchups are totally coincidental? So Rick Pitino's kid just happens to be playing Louisville in the first round. All these matchups tend to happen. I think there was a Illinois-Bill Self matchup a few years ago. Do you believe that they don't look at matchups at all?
No, I've been in it a long time. They're definitely adding some drama to the selection Sunday and you know, possible matchups. There's no doubt about it.
Great stuff. Coach, we'll be rooting for Kansas State here in St. Louis. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. The Billikens are coming out there. We're a ball in San Jose, right?
That's right. We'll see you out there.
By Travis and you know, they really got going in the tournament. Looking forward to seeing all the St. Louis people out there.
Good stuff. Bruce Weber joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Boy, you got to root for them. Not only they have three St. Louis kids, but, boy, the fact that he's got two daughters and grandchildren, and he's always so accessible, such a great guy.
A little worry if that voice is going to make it to Friday.
Oh, that's yeah. No, I think he's good.
he's been doing that for like 30 years.
It used to be the Illinois voice because Ron Zook had it going for a little while. And even your guy John Gross had a little bit of the scratchy voice.
You look back at letting Bruce Weber go for John Gross, and God bless Gross. You know, he had that success at Ohio. But, man,
that didn't sound too sincere, did it? That
was a Martin. Like
as an
Illinois, God bless.
If there are Illinois fans listening, they'll understand that that was a meh hire. And now you look at the success of Bruce Weber out of Kansas State, which is no powerhouse. He has built just a fantastic team there. Love the guy. Bruce Weber is one of my favorites.
I mean, you go to the Elite Eight one year. The next year, you're part of taking down Kansas and their Big 12
unbelievable.
Run. Impressive. And I'm sure there's great places to eat in Manhattan. I just didn't know of them. That's what I figured we would. He's a Milwaukee guy. That's why we always talk brats. One of his best friends growing up is a longtime news anchor there, media guy.
Really?
And actually, Bruce Weber and K-State went to Milwaukee this year and played Marquette. It's actually one of our signature
wins. Who won
wins.
That game? Marquette, yeah. Milwaukee Brat House, by the way. Great brats.
Is that
Milwaukee.
The answer?
That's my favorite.
And Coach Weber's just like Mike Martz, who said he comes back to St. Louis a lot because he's still, I think he has two or three kids living in this area. Coach Martz does.
Really?
Oh, that's right, yeah. It's two or three that are in this area.
How about all this love for Bruce Weber? What a class act. Just gained a new K-State fan. If Ford ever leaves and K-State has a few bad years, Weber has to be the guy for SLU.
And even him working it in at the end, looking forward to seeing the St. Louis people out there, the Billiken fans. And a number of people were tweeting at us yesterday saying that they will be on the way to San Jose, that we're obviously Billiken backers or
and have $1,000.
Yeah, they have money. Those are people we want to be friends with.
Think about
fair.
The hotel fare. If you think about the airfare, the, I mean,
now
the
media
hotel
gets a break on NCAA hotels, so they're not quite as exorbitant, but it's not cheap.
I mean, as far as like the fans traveling out from St. Louis, you know, maybe you're a senior in college, you know, you're using a big chunk of money or your parents' money to go out there for, you know, depending on how long.
If you're a SLU student, can you even contemplate driving?
You
we're talking.
You can't.
You just can't.
You just can't.
You'd have to miss about a week of school.
Yeah. And they're not in spring break. It was the week before. Yeah. If it was spring break, I bet you'd get a few more.
What's the, is it about a 2-day drive, you think, nonstop?
I mean, if you got 4 or 5 buddies with you and you're willing to take that journey and do 6-hour shifts, something like that, maybe you can get there at a decent time, but nonetheless, you're paying a lot of gas. That's a
that is kind
drive.
Of a shame. You're a K-State fan. You want to go to the game. Where is it? Oh, it's in San Jose. You're a Virginia Tech fan. That was a great answer by Travis yesterday. He said, I called Buzz Williams and said, why don't we just meet halfway between here and Blacksburg?
Yeah.
Oh, it really doesn't make a lot of sense.
All right, let's take a short time out. But before we go to break, quick word about Maryville University. They sponsor our phone lines here on 590 The Fan. Maryville's website is maryville.edu. Mark Stricker is doing some great recruiting. Some of those players that played in the Final Four in the state of Missouri will be playing for Maryville University next year. We'll take a break. We'll do our 5 for Frank. We still have Chris Kerber to come, too. We'll be right back.